Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bobby Belt covers the Cowboys and is a part of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Also with DallasCowboys.com. You can follow Bobby on X at BobbyBeltTX. Bobby's been on with us before. He came on with us before the season started to talk about the NFC East and the Cowboys. And here we are, Bobby, 6 weeks into the season. I want to start with this. I just asked, and we did a call segment, do you view this game as code red, meaning must win? And I don't personally, from Washington's standpoint, believe that it is that dire, like a loss dropping us to 3-4 would be like doom for the season. What do you guys see it as?
Dallas is in a weird position because I think a lot of fans right now are just very pessimistic about what they could be. So a lot of people are like, you know, okay, if they lose a game, do we feel like we're losing anything? Like we feel like we're already not going to the playoffs. So what is the loss really? But they also tend to ebb and flow with things. They had the tie with the Packers, which a lot of people felt conflicted about, but a lot of people felt like, hey, you played with the Packers closer than we thought you could. Then they beat the Jets, and you were heading into a game against Carolina where you thought you were going to be able to win that game. So now it's been very low this weekend, the confidence, but it's a very, very capable, very efficient offense. And it's just one of the worst defenses that you are ever going to see. And so those sort of things have people conflicted where I think if they thought it was realistic to be able to improve the defense enough to where your offense could be a threat and win you games that way, then they would be very locked in and very concerned about this game. Right now, I think a lot of people just every week assume the team's going to give up 40 points.
If they had beaten Carolina and came in with a two-game winning streak, and by the way, the tie would have been, you know, a three-game unbeaten streak, would there have been more juice? Would there have been more of a belief that, you know what, maybe we're just so good offensively we can go figure out a way to win 10 games and make the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it probably would have changed things. And look, that offense was really, really good up until the very last possession they had. They go 3-out yeah. with one of the ugliest possessions you're ever going to see, and then let Carolina milk 6 minutes off the clock and win it. So that had a lot of people feeling really deflated. And that's kind of the position you've put your offense in. They have to be perfect. And not only do they have to be perfect, they have to have the ball last. And that's a tough position to find yourself in, and a frustrating one, I think, for the offense. But it's just, I think everybody feels like you're not going to get anybody off the field. And when you get somebody off the field, when you manage to stop them three plays in a row, when push comes to shove and it's the end of the game and a team says, we got to go for it on fourth down, well, you really don't feel like you're going to be able to stop them four times in a row. And so it has been a major area of concern. It's been the major high point has been the frustrations with defense. It's been the major talking point. We're going to have Jerry Jones on our station in 25 minutes. That'll be the focus, I'm sure, of the questions he gets today from our midday show. So That's the big focus. And if they would have been able to come through against Carolina, then the sentiment is probably a little bit different. But I think it just felt so deflating after you saw the Eagles lose the way they did to the Giants. It felt like you kind of let an opportunity slip through your fingers to make even more of a dent in the division early.
By the way, Bobby, did Jerry not talk after the loss to Carolina?
No, and here's the thing. That's a little bit of a unique situation. So he will always talk after a home game. If he doesn't talk after a home game, something is wrong. On the road, he used to talk frequently. He had gone about the last 5 or 6 years where he'd done it once or twice, just logistics of trying to get out of there. But then this year, he had talked the first 3 weeks. So everybody kind of anticipated he might talk again the first 3 weeks on the road. So when it came time for him to talk again on the road, people were kind of surprised. We asked him about it earlier this week, and he said that it was just a logistical, according to him, he said it was a logistical nightmare to move from where they were at to get down to the locker area to do it without having a whole bunch of issues, and so he was ready to get out of there. But he said he didn't have a problem, and he came on Tuesday, 2 days later with us, and was very, very upbeat and very positive and seemed completely unshaken by all of it.
Back to the defense. What's the worst part of this horrible defense? And is there any prospect for improving?
I mean, they very basic coverage concepts they don't seem to understand. I mean, stuff they should have been doing since high school. Cover two, cover three, like really simple zone concepts. They routinely, you are seeing guys who are just wide open because somebody doesn't know where they're supposed to be. So they have said, Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach, has said that that's not so much not understanding how to play. He said they get that. Don't mistake that. He says instead it's about communication. So if there's a shift at the line of scrimmage, if something changes pre-snap that changes your responsibility, they are not always doing a great job communicating amongst each other that, hey, this has changed, this is your responsibility now. And that has led to a ton of wide-open busts in the secondary. So, I mean, you can really pick your poison. The running game has gotten absolutely sliced and diced the last few weeks, and I think a lot of the stuff that Cliff Kingsbury likes to do with, you know, wider offensive line sets and weak side runs and some of the counter blocks and different things like that, that's all going to play into really abusing a Dallas run defense. And so I would say that I anticipate, because of how good Dallas' offense is and how much Dallas' defense has struggled, I would anticipate both teams are scoring over 30 on Sunday.
Yeah, well, that was the other part of the question. What's the number the winning team needs to get to? So what is the number from you?
So I picked a score today of 38-35, and I don't know who to pick, really, other than just to say, I guess, whoever has the ball last. But realistically, and it's ridiculous that that's the way you got to feel about this, but in Dallas, it really does feel like whoever's got the ball at the end of the game will score and win. And so, you know, I think that probably you're going to be looking at a – see, you've got to factor in one or two stops in there somewhere just by dumb luck for the Cowboys. So I would say probably in the range of winning teams going to score 38 to 42 points. I mean, that's the kind of defense that they've played.
Yeah. I mean, the way you described the coverage mishaps is, you know, what we've talked about all season long here as well. They've just given up a ton of explosives. And then they got run on Monday night against the Bears. We're talking to Bobby Belt. He is with 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. One more on the defense. You kind of suggested that, you know, at least Schottenheimer doesn't think it's an Eberflus problem. But do you guys think it's more coaching scheme versus or personnel?
So, and this is the great question that everybody's trying to figure out right now. They are putting a circle, a hedge of protection around Matt Eberflus as an organization right now. So Brian Schottenheimer, Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, they are all just talking about, nope, not Eberflus's problem. Players got to play better. Communication's got to be better, on and on and on. To me, the question is, if the communication is what the problem is with the busts and not scheme, because like we said, scheme is cover two, cover three. A lot of these concepts everybody runs. So if the problem is communication and those sort of things, all right, at what point does that stop being on just the players, these NFL veterans who have played in schemes without issues like this before, and does it start becoming about what is your coordinator not doing to properly communicate this to the players and to get them to properly communicate it to each other? Is your language overly complicated? Are you not having them look out for the right keys and tells and different things like that. Those are the questions that everybody's trying to figure out right now, is that is communication a player problem and a player responsibility and Matt Eberflus is doing everything he can, or is Matt Eberflus failing to communicate properly? And my position has been that a lot of these Cowboys defenders were on teams in the past few years where they didn't have these same sort of issues. And Matt Eberflus had it very public communication issues with players on his way out the door in Chicago. And so to me, it's the burden of proof is on the Cowboys to show us that it's not Matt Eberflus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's flip it to the offense. Is this the best that Dak's ever played?
It's way up there. The only thing that there have been a few stretches in his career where he was playing at an absurdly high level. Beginning of 2020, before he broke his ankle, he was every week it seemed like was going to have to throw for 450 yards and was trying his best to do it. And then 2023, the second half of the season where he had that second place MVP candidacy, he was right. Really, really in control then. This is the most in command he's looked. This appears to be the point in his career that a lot of quarterbacks get to where it's like they have the answers to all they got all the answers to the tests. He seems like he just is so comfortable and so in command and understands everything that he's looking at. To where even if he has some physical limitations or he's declining physically in any sort of way, it's being compensated for the fact that he's seen everything two steps ahead of everybody else. And that has been really advantageous for Dell. So, yeah, I mean, I would say that this is, in all likelihood, the best we've seen him play.
The one thing just, like, observationally from afar, and, you know, obviously we watch all of your games and all of the games of the NFC East teams, I've just always felt with Dak – like, there are a couple of times during a game where you're like, what did you see? Why did you throw it there? And it'll end up in a pick or a near pick. Are we getting those throws, those two or three a game this year or not?
No.
Is that fair, first of all?
He really hasn't had any of that. His biggest issue, and you're right, whenever anybody has asked me, because I'm a big Dak Prescott defender, I really believe that he's much better than the general consensus says. I think his biggest problem, though, and the thing that always needs to be acknowledged, is he will occasionally get tunnel vision when he's going through his reads. And so if there's a linebacker just kind of squatting, or there's a safety buzzing or something like that, he's not always seeing them. And so because he gets locked in and he's reading the field, it's like he doesn't read stuff in the periphery all the time, and he'll throw it and it's like, nope, somebody's about to step in front of that. So that's been the one that's burned him the most frequently. It's become less and less of a problem over the years. It's not as consistent of an issue. And then this year to this point, he really hasn't had any of that. Like I said, he just seems to have a good understanding. He's always been one of the better pre-snap quarterbacks. He always reads things at the line of scrimmage really well. It was always post-snap, identifying defenders who were squatting, that was giving him a problem. Yeah. And this year, there really hasn't been a lot of that. I mean, he's had three interceptions, but I think two of them were like balls bounced in the air. And so, I mean, there's not really been a whole lot of turnover worthy plays, even as he's throwing, you know, almost as many attempts as anybody in the NFL right now.
Well, and how much has it helped that you've actually got a run game this year with Javonte Williams?
Yeah, no doubt about it. That obviously, if you can marry the run and the pass together and complement each other and change the way that you know, you present looks and make those look unified, that's really deceptive and really troubling for the defense. And when you are playing at the level that Dak is, he can lean into those aspects of it and take advantage of it. And I think that it's a credit to Brian Schottenheimer and then a credit to Dak Prescott and the way that they work together that they've had this sort of success.
How does Washington defend this team? CeeDee Lamb's back, right? Sunday, that's the expectation?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Yep.
So how do you defend Dallas?
You know, they are at a point right now where they are playing at such a high level. I think it is just a you've got to kind of pick your poison. So I would think the best opportunity probably is, all right, let's play a two-high shell. Let's try and kind of take some stuff away deep. Let's make him play underneath. And then in the run game, you've really just got to out-physical them at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage. They've had some trouble at times when really aggressive physical teams start coming after them. That's what Carolina did to them to really blow up the run game last week. And so the more you can blow things up and win at the line of scrimmage off the snap in the running game, the more that Dallas's issues start popping up, because Javonte Williams does not have a lot of burst. And so, like, I mean, if he's being forced to avoid tackles right off of the snap and you've got linebackers that are running free, that can cause some issues for you. So, you know, I think really good run defense designs that'll help you get an advantage to beat a blocker to a spot if there's a pulling guard or something like that. That was a big part of what Carolina was able to do last week, was just beat blockers to spots and blow plays up.
Yeah, I mean, when you started with, you know, cover two, I mean, I view this game as, if you're overly aggressive, it's going to happen quickly. I'd rather try to force them to run 10 plays and hope one of them ends in a penalty and you can win in the red zone a couple of times and force field goals, because I don't see how our defense gets off the field on Sunday if it's on it. I mean, is there any kind of hope from our end that CeeDee Lamb comes back with a little bit of rust and that the combination of he and Pickens back after what Pickens has done here recently is, you know, it takes a little while to figure it out?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that if I was on the Washington side, I would be looking at the fact that, just knowing what I know about this team and the way that they operate, if CeeDee comes back and, yeah, if he's got a little bit of rust and you're trying to work the ball to him, George Pickens has been great here. If George Pickens doesn't get the ball all the time, and it's not even necessarily in a moody way, he just almost kind of seems to space out. And then, like, the route running gets lazier and the effort isn't always there. And so, yeah, if you're trying to work CeeDee back and there's just a little bit of rust and he's not finishing plays, and then George Pickens starts getting a little checked out or is playing a little more lackadaisical, well, now, like, you're running into some issues with the passing game. But we also saw, you know, Dak didn't have problems moving the ball without CeeDee in the game. And, I mean, there were some instances where Pickens wasn't even getting really thrown at. The Jets game is one of them, where Ryan Flannoy, their, you know, fifth receiver who's out to step in there, goes off for over 100. And he's gotten into the stage of his career where he feels more like it's not him throwing to weapons, it's him throwing against the defense. And that he, if he is just able to surgically go after a defense, all he needs is just somebody to catch a ball, because he's going to put it on the spot for him.
Thanks for doing this, Bobby. Appreciate it. Good to catch up again.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Bobby Belt, everybody. 105.3 FM, The Fan in Dallas. All of our NFL conversation is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. My keys to a win over the Cowboys when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.